Now that Green Bay is out of the NFL playoffs, Aaron Rodgers is looking ahead to his future. Could it land him in Washington? We discuss that and recap the weekend's playoff action right now on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast.
You are Locked On Washington Football Team, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You are Locked On, the Washington Football Team, with the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. I'm David Harrison, writer for SI.com's Fan Nation. He is Chris Russell, one half of the Russell and Medhurst Show on the Team 980, Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and on the Odyssey app. We thank you for making the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms and on Twitter at RussellMania621, at DHarrison82, and at LockedWFTPod. And Chris Russell knows the new name of the Washington Football Team is going to tell you right now.
No.
Darn it. I was hoping to
catch
it.
Can I tell you what I think what I think it'll be and have no repercussions?
Is it still Commanders?
Yeah, it's still Commanders. How boring.
We're
going
to pretend,
right?
This never happened.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, unfortunately, I wish I had something really great for you. How about the Washington Walrus?
I would take it over Commanders.
Okay. Because I couldn't remember if we had discussed the Washington Walruses yet. So I just went with a little bit of a different spin on it. How about this? How about the Washington Washingtons?
That is actually worse than Commanders.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I didn't think you could do that.
Being that they're going to move to Virginia, they could be the Virginia Washingtons.
The Virginia Washington. They could be the Virginia Washington. This is just getting worse as we go.
Yes. I'm trying to purposely be a jerk. not to you, but just about the whole situation. Right, I got to be honest with you. I'm so exhausted from that. I'll call them whatever they want to be called.
Yeah,
and whatever they chose.
The thing is, and I love fans, and don't be wrong. You know what I mean? I love the effort and everything, but I still see people like adding Jason Wright, and they're like, "Hey, I think you should make the team name this." Like, the team name is set. Like, it's over. Like, there's no changing it at this point in time. Right? Like, even if you come up with like the golden argument and Jason reads it and is like, "Man, that is perfect." Well, it's too late.
Yeah.
It's over.
I mean, all of that time was done way, way, way long ago. And the most popular name that, you know, I think mostly unified the fan base was summarily thrown out the window.
Whatever
the reason is, it is what it is. Yeah. You shouldn't get your hopes up that high. I think, you know, what's interesting, David, real quickly while we're on this, is I think everybody from the team that I've heard speak, players and Ron Rivera, have talked about how hot the uniforms are, how fly the uniforms are. They haven't mentioned the name.
Right.
You know, which makes me worry that they know already that the name ain't going to be the most popular hot ticket item. So they're really trying to sell what people are going to get all in a lather about.
Yeah. So here's my last guess. So I've already thrown my support behind Washington Red Tails and Washington Warhogs. Washington Monuments.
I don't think
Monuments.
It's going to be either one of those.
I don't either. I just like them. Yeah. Washington Monuments. That's my final submission.
I don't think it's going to be that.
And I don't think it's going to be that either.
They're going to throw that out in the Anacostia River on the banks of RFK Stadium and Nationals Park. So,
but I like this conversation, and Teresh actually brought this up on Twitter. I think it was Teresh. If I'm mistaken, I'm sorry, but the nickname, because you have to have like the Buccaneers or the Bucks, the Patriots or the Pats, the Commanders.
Yep.
Are the Commies.
Yeah. Well, you and I have talked about this.
Did we talk about this?
Well, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Maybe too many conversations are running.
We found out about 2222 when we, you know, earlier in the name process, that was my thing that I was like, well, Commanders, yes, it's unique and it's original, but what do you do with the name? Let's go Commanders. And again, if you shorten
I remember that now.
I mean, if you shorten it, Commies, Commandos, C's. I mean, what can you?
You
can't really shorten it unless you're going to go with a completely different thing,
right,
which might be, if you remember, there was a, maybe it was a designed, but most people believe it was an inadvertent leak after they came out with the 2222 and on NBC Sports Washington, they showed Jason Wright. They didn't blur it out. And again, some people think it was inadvertent. Some people think that was on purpose. Mm-hmm. And it did say Commanders, right?
Right.
And it also showed a DCFC kind of hashtag or whatever it is. Yeah. So maybe their way around
the DCFC,
you know, the whole nickname is the Washington Football Commanders or the Washington Commanders, but their acronym or their hashtag will be DCFC, like the DC Football Club or the DC Football Commanders.
Yeah. Or it could, yeah, because it could be like the New York Football Giants, but everybody calls them the Giants.
Right.
Or like the Knickerbockers, but everybody calls them the Knicks.
Maybe where most people latch on to DCFC, you know, let's go DCFC, you know, that type of it. That's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah. It's we've already spent way too much time on it. I also asked my wife to ask our niece, who is a sailor, because Commander is an actual rank in the Navy, what they call Commanders as a nickname. So, because I don't have a response yet. I literally just did it. But because like in the Army, I've had Commanders. I had Commanders my entire career. We call them sir and ma'am. There's no nickname. Like,
right.
You know, like sergeants, you can call them Sarge. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like,
right.
We don't have a nickname for Commanders. So I don't know.
What do you call a corporal?
Washington
Corps.
Typically just don't call them at all. They're pretty much a forgotten part of the Army structure. So
there you go. Well, I guess we'll find out starting on February 2nd, if not slightly before that. I'm sure somebody's going to leak the new name the night before to Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport, you know, because those guys, you know, they're going to just swoop in from out of nowhere. They don't care what the name is.
Oh, yeah.
They're just going to make a call to somebody that they know. You know, they're going to get the information the night before and they'll leak it at about 10 o'clock and everybody will go insane and bananas. Yep.
And then we want to wait out
today on the Today Show.
And then we need to see what Aaron Rodgers thinks of the new name, because that will tell you what he thinks about the team.
Oh, did Aaron Rodgers do something this weekend that I'm unaware of?
He failed to do something. So he scored the least amount of points in his time in the playoffs as Packers quarterback and got shut out for the first time in postseason play in Lambeau Field in his career.
Yeah. Well, how about that, huh? I mean, let's obviously get to that real quick, and then we'll continue this conversation. Aaron Rodgers in the one seed, the Green Bay Packers, now eliminated. Don't even obviously win one game, never mind win at all. And David, I mean, clearly a major, major disappointment and letdown. And I got to be honest with you, all along this season, I kind of figured, well, Aaron Rodgers was either going to stay in Green Bay or he was going to retire, because he's talked about that. I think he's, you know, to some degree sick of dealing with the NFL politics and people telling him what to do. And you know, I guess I would be part of those people. So I'll just take that. Yeah. But you know, for him to lose, first of all, I never thought they would lose this game. Number one. Number two, I didn't think it would be easy, but I never thought they would lose this game. Number two, for him to lose and quite honestly to play as poorly as he did not play good in this game.
No, he did not.
I mean, people are bashing Jimmy Garoppolo left and right. I'm not saying Jimmy played well. Jimmy made, you know, three or four potential pick six possible throws. He got away with them all, except for the one near inside the 5-yard line at the end of the first half, which didn't hurt them in terms of turning into points for Green Bay, but it did take points off the board for the San Francisco 49ers. Jimmy Garoppolo outplayed Aaron Rodgers in the second half of this football game. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, people. How about that?
Yeah, it's not a good game for Aaron Rodgers. Not a good way to go out if that's his last game in Lambeau Field. But honestly, I mean, looking at him at the podium, like, I don't want to say he doesn't care, but and he explained at least kind of in a daze, didn't really expect to be in that situation. He was looking forward to NFC Championship weekend and all those things. And maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe he was already looking forward to either the Bucs or the Rams and kind of forgot about the 49ers. But yeah, not a good game. And like I mentioned, I mean, those are legit stats. The lowest amount of points that a Aaron Rodgers-led Packers offense has scored in the postseason ever. And the first time he's ever been shut out in Lambeau Field out of the end zone from a touchdown pass. Only the second time in his playoff career, but the previous one was against the Chicago Bears, and the Packers actually won that game anyway. So, I mean, he probably doesn't even care about that one. But, yeah, if that's the way that Aaron Rodgers goes out, I mean, you know, the concern when I picked the 49ers to beat him, it was based off of the lack of a Packers defense. And I thought the Niners would do enough on defense to stifle enough of Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
I didn't expect it to be such a low scoring affair. I was thinking like 24-17, you know what I mean? But to get the game that we got, I mean, kudos to the Niners, but yeah, the Packers definitely stepped on it.
Yeah. You deserve credit for that pick because I thought you were dead wrong. And I love the 49ers and I love how physical they are. And I love Kyle Shanahan and I love a lot of that coaching staff, as I talked about last week. I did not think they were going to win. But then again, I did not think Aaron Rodgers would play as poorly as he
put
did.
Money
coming
on
up,
it.
Say again?
I should have put money on it.
Yeah, you should have, absolutely, on betonline.ag. Yeah. No doubt about it. I did put money, and I lost. So I'm glad I didn't put a lot of money because I had faith in Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. That was unwarranted. Now the question is, can we put money on whether Aaron Rodgers – would not only leave Green Bay and stay in the NFL, but wind up in Washington, D.C. We'll discuss that next. Guys, it's the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit and eating healthier, and good Lord, let me tell you something, David. I made the commitment over the weekend to stop the shenanigans and to eat really healthy. So that meant hitting up the Built Bar cabinet in my home and eating way too many vegetables and way too much ground turkey. But Built Bar is a foundation of what I have to do, right? I'm working out at the gym, hour and a half, 2 hours a day. I need my fuel, and Built Bar gives it to me in the most delicious way possible. Who needs a candy bar? Who needs a regular chocolate bar filled with all that sugar, calories, fat, nasty preservatives? Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, around 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. And delicious flavors. You're going to love them. Cookies and cream, salted caramel, mint brownie. That's David's favorite. Peanut butter brownie, my favorite, although I have many other favorites too. Raspberry, coconut, almond. You get the deal. Check out Built.com. They're always coming out with some limited time flavors for you to try. Again, go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, get 15% off your order, and use the promo code LOCKED15. Trust us, you won't be disappointed at built.com. All right, thanks for making the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast your first listen each and every day. We have a big announcement, as we told you about late last week, and we'll tell you about again right now. The Peacock and Williamson NFL Show podcast is going on the road to Los Angeles for Super Week. Follow the Peacock and Williamson NFL Show today to get the most comprehensive coverage of the big game. It's free and available on all platforms, along with David Harrison at dharrison82 on Twitter, si.com's Fan Nation, cover the Washington Football Team. Up, Chris Russell at WrestleMania621. You can follow the podcast at LockedWFTPod. All right, David. So, you know, we tease this obviously at the end of the first segment with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers now eliminated. There is all sorts of speculation. Certainly, his post-game press conference, you would understand in the aftermath of such a really, really tough loss and a poor performance, as we discussed. Certainly, there was plenty of stuff that you could lean on and pick and think, there's no way Aaron Rodgers is going back to Green Bay. We don't know that at this point. Let's start before examining whether he should come here is, do you believe he will be in Green Bay or retirement or fill in the blank city? Which of those three options do you believe is most viable right now?
I think the most likely outcome is he's going to be playing for a different team. I don't think Aaron Rodgers wants to stop playing yet. I think Aaron Rodgers is and has been sick of some of the politics, sick of some of the hypocrisy that happens within the league. And you know, the COVID stuff obviously has a play in that as well. But I think some of these, I think, you know, I don't know, I call me an optimist, right? But I hope that the COVID stuff kind of calms down and either flatlines, you know, as far as like the curve and infection rates and all that stuff, or, you know, starts to even dip a little bit by the time we get to like summer and late summer and all that stuff. So I think that's more of a fading annoyance. I mean, I think there's still going to be things in the next season, but I think it's going to be a fading annoyance for someone like Aaron Rodgers. But I think he enjoys the game. And honestly, like from all the, and I don't know Aaron Rodgers personally, but from all the aspects of his personal life and from everything that we get told, I guess, for as much as you want to believe that, he's kind of an egomaniac. And I don't know that he wants to go out with one title. Like while Tom has all his, and like Peyton has, you know, more, and Eli has more, like Ben Roethlisberger has, like he's in this kind of class of quarterbacks. I don't think he wants to be the Dan Marino of his generation. And he, you know, Dan had no Super Bowls compared to like John Elway's couple and all that stuff. But really, if you compare the class of quarterbacks he's grown up with, he's kind of the Dan Marino of the group because he only has the one. I guess Philip Rivers maybe, you know, is the Dan Marino, if that's a better analogy.
Right,
but
right.
So I think he ends up somewhere else. And the Denver Broncos have been kind of the most popular team, but I don't, I honestly think Washington is a better option if you're Aaron Rodgers.
All right. So let's look at it this way before we get into the fit here in Washington and how it could possibly happen. Cause I think most people would say it's got a less than 1% chance of happening. I disagree with that. And I'm much more along the lines of, hey, I don't think it's going to happen, but I certainly wouldn't rule it out. And I'll give you a reason or two why in just a moment. But Aaron Rodgers right now, David, right now, has a contract for two more years, but the second of the 2 years, meaning 2023, is void. Now, I don't know how that factors in if there's a trade, okay? But for right now, next year, 2022, he has a cap number of $46,794,000, but that's with the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
Okay. So my understanding is if he's traded right now, you'd almost absolutely have to do some sort of an extension, right? I would assume that would be one thing that would have to happen. And you would want to do that considering the compensation you're going to have to give up to Green Bay. But right now, I believe on the books, $26.4 million is his base salary, and that's what you would absolutely have to absorb if you're a team, if you don't get a contract extension done right away, or if you don't get one done at all. So I think it's a feasible and affordable contract. My question is, I don't know how the Green Bay Packers, quite honestly, do this, because if they cut him, or if they, well, they wouldn't cut him, right? They trade him before June 1st, I guess they would save about $7 million between his base salary and his prorated bonus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in all honesty, now that I think about it, they would save a lot more money, right? Because they're going to have to pay almost $20 million worth of dead money. But the cap number to stay in Green Bay is $47 million. Right. So they'd actually save about $27 million. And why that's important, they're $44 million roughly, depending on what service you use, over the cap.
Yeah.
So they might not have a choice to keep Aaron Rodgers. And then just further extrapolating that, what if they say, well, we'd like to keep you, Aaron, but we have to let Davante Adams go. And in addition, we have to cut former Washington football second-round draft pick Preston Smith or Za'Darius Smith and gut your offensive line. David Bakhtiari, see ya. We have to let him go as well. So, I mean, there's all sorts of things here that are going to play out. Now, as far as Washington goes, from my perspective, I think I've told you this, you know, before, don't rule this crazy scenario out. Ron Rivera went to Cal. Ron Rivera is very involved, along with his wife, in Cal Golden Bears business, right? They support the university. I know Aaron Rodgers is very, 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 very proud of his alma mater. And Mike Silver is also a contributing colleague of the Washington football team. And he has had a very good relationship, I've talked to Mike about this, with Aaron Rodgers, or as close as you're going to have with Aaron Rodgers. So to me, I would not rule out them putting the hard press. Is that enough to convince Aaron? I don't think so, David, but I certainly would not rule it out like so many others have.
No, I'm right there with you. In fact, I think Aaron Rodgers to Washington is something that needs to be talked about a lot more than it is. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I definitely say it could be a fit for a lot of the reasons you just said. And I have some more reasons also to throw out there for people to think about a little bit. We'll see if it, you know, comes to fruition or if it works for Aaron and his people and the Green Bay Packers and if the franchises can come to an agreement. But I will tell you, there is one thing that all of us can agree on, and that is the fact that GetUpside is an incredible app that everybody who buys gas needs to know about, because our listeners are making up to 25 cents in cash back on every gallon of gas every time they fill up just by downloading the free GetUpside app in the App Store or Google Play Store. You can get in on that. Use promo code touchdown and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back on that first tank. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using GetUpside. Just download the app for free and use promo code touchdown to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash gets added right back to your account. Then you can cash out your account anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or get an e-gift card for Amazon and other available brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code touchdown to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code touchdown on the free GetUpside app. Wrapping up this episode of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, David Harrison and Chris Russell on Twitter at dHarrison82, at WrestleMania621, the show at Locked WFT Pod. And Chris, we're talking Aaron Rodgers. You just dropped a whole lot of knowledge, a whole lot of insight onto why it could be a fit from a personnel standpoint, especially a coaching standpoint. I think you have a lot of good points there. But I also look at what Aaron Rodgers wants. And he's kind of mentioned this over the course of the years or whatever. And you look at his post-game press conference, he very much said, I'm not looking for a rebuild. If I'm going to continue playing, I'm not going to be in a rebuild. Well, the Washington football team is not trying to rebuild. The Washington football team is in the midst of building. Mm-hmm. You could call it reloading. And that is something that it will intrigue a guy like Aaron Rodgers as well, because another complaint he's had about his Green Bay Packers franchise in the past is not respecting the efforts and the contributions of other players and not necessarily treating them right when it came time. Randall Cobb was a big part of that. Randall Cobb now back with the Green Bay Packers, basically because of Aaron Rodgers. And that was kind of a mea culpa of sorts for the Green Bay Packers trying to make Aaron Rodgers happy. But at the end of the day, you talk about that cap number, like, as of right now, they can't re-sign Davante Adams. And the only way they're going to re-sign Davante Adams is by getting rid of some other players, which is exactly what Aaron Rodgers doesn't want you to do right in the first place. Packers basically find themselves between a rock and a hard place, and their cap number is second worst only to the New Orleans Saints. And there's a reason that the Sean Payton rumors of leaving New Orleans are there, and I think it's because Sean Payton, at negative $71 million in cap space, has realized that he can't rebuild this team because of everything they did trying to win championships. And I don't blame him for doing it. But then we mentioned the Denver Broncos earlier. The Denver Broncos are projected to have just under $45 million of cap space. The Washington football team is projected to have $37 million of cap space. Now, $8 million is a significant amount of money to you and me. But $8 million difference in salary cap space, really not that big of a deal. So if the Denver Broncos have the money to add a guy like Aaron Rodgers to the roster, the next question is, well, who are you bringing from the band to play along with him? Well, if you're the Denver Broncos, you just re-signed two of your wide receivers, which means the bonuses and the dead cap space and all that. So it's going to make it very prohibitive for you to move those contracts without eating away at your cap space and also trying to sign a guy like, I don't know, Davante Adams. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to want to go somewhere that Davante can come with him. Mm-hmm. But the Washington football team, Chris, there are some moves that they can make that, relatively speaking, you can bring on the Aaron Rodgers contract. You make a couple of other moves, move a couple of other names that don't completely deplete your talent pool elsewhere. You could actually bring in, I've actually done the numbers, played with it a little bit on Spot Track on Over the Cap. You can actually eat the salary that Davante Adams is expected to earn. And if you work with him, maybe you can get him to kick some of that money down the road a little bit to save you some money up front. Bring in Aaron Rodgers, absorb that salary. Like you said, maybe extend him a little bit and spread some of that money out as well. And you end up with Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, Terry McLaurin, Antonio Gibson, Logan Thomas on your offense. And you're probably going to lose about three first-round draft picks, Chris, but we were talking about this off-air a couple of days ago. The likelihood this year of Washington mortgaging a few first-round draft picks, much better than last year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Ron Rivera, again, is not going to really care about, quite honestly, you know, if it comes down to caring about getting his franchise quarterback or the 2025 first round pick, or even the 2024 first round pick, David, and hell, maybe even the 2023 first round pick, he's not really going to care compared to making a deal for somebody that he knows he needs. And we saw this play out during the divisional playoffs, right? We were talking before the show, you know, between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and obviously Joe Burrow. And yeah, even though the disappointing results for Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, we know obviously they are great quarterbacks. You need somebody that is a gunslinger that can help win you games when other things are not going right. So ultimately, Washington knows they need this. And I think they will absolutely do everything they can to get one of these big franchise, you know, changing type guys. And I've said this since midseason before Washington played the Packers. If you remember, I thought Aaron Rodgers would be the number one target. And here we are. And I'm going to say that I still think he'll be the number one target. I think they've been preparing behind the scenes to see if they can make this happen. Now, I don't know about all the COVID stuff. That's going to be a little bit of a mess. And obviously the compensation going to be another thing. But I genuinely feel that while nobody will say they have a chance, I think those people are quite honestly talking out of their and I think they do have a chance. I don't know if they get it done. Right now, David, they have 34 and change in terms of cap space, according to over the cap, an effective cap space of just shy of 30 million. I'm not sure what happened to the numbers because all season long it was at around 60 million. Obviously, they brought back Charles Leno, but it shouldn't have eaten into it that much. So I've got to figure out what happened here with all of their cap space. But that still would theoretically be enough to get Aaron Rodgers in under a rework deal and maybe even Davante Adams under year one of a 4 or 5 year long-term deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, last year around this time, I was talking, or not last year, 2 years ago around this time, I was about Tom Brady being an attractive option, Tampa Bay Buccaneers being an attractive option to Tom Brady. And a lot of people who cover the Buccaneers, a lot of fans in the Buccaneers fan base were saying that there's no way Tom Brady would ever go to a franchise like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let me tell you something. For players and quarterbacks who are trying to cement their legacy, going to a struggling team helps you cement your, if you take a struggling team to the Super Bowl, like think about it, like Tom Brady took the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the Super Bowl in his first year there. That helps cement your legacy, not anything else. Whereas joining, say, a Pittsburgh Steelers team that's already in the playoffs or a Seattle Seahawks team that was competing for a playoff spot, that's a little bit different. You go to Washington football team and you take them to the playoffs. You take them to a Super Bowl. You take this newly branded team and you become the first quarterback to lead that team on the field. You take that team to the playoffs. That helps you cement your legacy as a quarterback. And again, Aaron Rodgers kind of known to be a little bit of an ego guy. That is something also that could be very attractive. To be honest with you, Chris, if I were Aaron Rodgers, I'd be looking at the Indianapolis Colts. If they're willing to move away from Carson Wentz, you got Jonathan Taylor. They have more cap space than Washington, about the same as Denver. So they can also make some moves, bring in Davante Adams. And I think they have a better functional defense. On paper, I actually like Washington's better, but Indianapolis's defense has performed better versus the competition in the AFC. Plus, if you're following the Brady suit, switch conferences. Win a Super Bowl in the NFC, win a Super Bowl in the AFC.
Indianapolis is a really good option that I really didn't think of, and you're right. I mean, they have resources that others don't have, and if we're comparing them to, say, the Washington football team, a much more stable organization. All right, more on that to come, obviously, throughout the offseason, or at least until we find out what Aaron Rodgers is thinking. Could he retire? Obviously, we'll have to wait and see. Thank you guys for making today's episode of Locked On Washington Football Team podcast your first listen of the day. Now make your second listen, the Locked On Bets podcast, your daily one-stop shop for all of your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. If you have a question, topic you want us to discuss, or if you want your voice heard, do it up on the voicemail line, 301-615-3577. Lock it in now, 301-615-3577. Or if you want to email us, it's lockedwftpod@gmail.com. All right, Washington Football Team fans, thanks again for joining us. We are free and available on all platforms. For David Harrison covering the Washington Football Team on SI.com's Fan Nation, I'm Chris Russell, one half of the Russell and Medhurst Show on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app with Pete Medhurst. We'll be back with another episode of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast.